Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there.
Stardate, November 26th. A stellar cannonball is racing across the constellation Cassiopeia at more than 2 million miles per hour, and it's leaving a long trail behind it. The cannonball is a pulsar, the spinning, super-dense corpse of an exploded star. The explosion was a supernova. When the original star's core could no longer produce energy, it collapsed. That formed a neutron star, an object more massive than the Sun, but only the size of a city. It spins about 9 times per second, sending out pulses of radio waves. The explosion that created the neutron star probably was a little off-center. That gave the star a big kick, sending it careening away from the site of the explosion. Astronomers discovered the star in 2019. Using radio and X-ray telescopes, they've since found a trail behind it that's trillions of miles long. It has some bends and kinks, suggesting that the star is passing through thick clouds of gas. Astronomers also found a bow shock in front of the star, gas and dust that's being squeezed by the speedy cannonball, like water ahead of a fast boat. The star should be moving fast enough to escape the galaxy and blast through the gulf between galaxies on its own. Cassiopeia, the queen, is high in the northeast at nightfall. It looks like a sideways letter W. The cannonball star is near the top right point of the W, but it's much too faint to see without the right kind of telescope. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.